This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. We are connecting with Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia. In the meantime, I'd like to tell you a little bit about what's going on here in our neck of the woods in the corrupt state of Missouri. Well, as you may have heard, I decided to run again for the board of directors of La Clede Electric Cooperative. It's a Touchstone Energy Corporation. La Clede, L-A-C-L-E-D-E, Electric Cooperative. So there are about 27,000 members in La Clede Electric Cooperative, and it is a membership-owned corporation. And La Clede does not generate electricity. La Clede is in the distribution business. That would mean power poles, transformers, you know, electric lines, bringing service to your house. Those are the guys that put meters on your house. Okay, those are the guys who decide how much a meter should cost. I got a big problem with La Clede Electric Cooperative because of some of the policies and their non-stop rate increases. And it's run by a guy. His name is Mark Rocker. Mark Rocker. And he spells his name R-O-E-C-K-E-R. He's the CEO and the general manager. His office is in Lebanon, Missouri. And welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm really well. I started to tell the class about how I'm running for the fourth time for the board of directors. And since I started this, we didn't have you connected at the beginning of the broadcast. So I'd like to finish this, and then we'll get into permaculture. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. So Gwyneth is no stranger to adversity. Okay, the system tries to attack her every way they can, and I'm just going to be talking a little bit about how the system is not fair, okay? And what's wrong with America. And we're gonna focus our lens on La Clede Electric Cooperative. The class, you may think, why does this have to do with preparedness? Because this is happening in your village too. No doubt in my mind. And by the way, all the things that I'm saying are my opinion. Okay, so when La Clede and I go to court about this, they will have heard that these are my opinions. So Mark Rocker, R-O-E-C-K-E-R, has asked me to be in the boardroom a couple times over the last few years, and I've met with him for hours, hours and hours. You know, he's trying to figure out who I am. Well, what I did was I wanted to make some changes to the cooperative, and the only way I can have any influence is to become a member of the board of directors and sit around that table and fight with those guys and gal who are trying to do things like raise our electric rates and make electricity more unaffordable. Okay? And I don't want them making mistakes. I don't want them wasting money. So I'm not out to punish the little people who work for La Clede. In fact, I am in favor of the little people. But I have a problem with the board of directors. And I think I have a problem with the CEO, too. He's an accountant. Let me say it a different way. He's an accountant. Now, if you look at what's happened to Sears Roebuck and Company, well, some accountants have destroyed Sears Roebuck and Company. Have they done it? They forgot about the customer. Okay? They forgot about what their business model was. They work for the shareholders, okay, who are interested in profit. They work for the CEO who's interested in profit. All right, well, so here's what I did. In order to become eligible to be voted on for the board of directors, you have to be nominated by a nominating committee. The nominating committee is a group of people who are selected by the board of directors. So you have the board of directors saying, okay, we're going to get some people to run against us because we're all running for re-election year after year after year. One guy's been on there over 40 years, over 40 years, okay, one board member. So they're going to look for people to run against these people. So who are they going to find who's a friend of theirs, who's going to find someone to get them unseated? The nominating committee finds people like Walmart clerks. Am I kidding? No, I'm not kidding. They found a Walmart clerk to run on the board of directors of one of the largest corporations in this area, the electric cooperative. Everyone is touched by this electric cooperative in this area. If you want electricity, you are touched by them. You will pay them whatever they say you will pay, or they will disconnect your electricity. Okay. So I ran unsuccessfully three times. And I'm learning a lot about how this works. And that's why I'm sharing it with you, because you won't believe it. You will not believe what I'm about to tell you. So in the bylaws, which I have in front of me, which were handed to me by the CEO, Mark Rocker, it says, Section 5, nominations. It shall be the duty of the board of directors to appoint a committee on nominations, consisting of not less than 5 nor more than 11 members, who shall be selected from each of the districts of the project area to ensure equitable representation. No member of the board of directors may serve on such committee. The committee, keeping in mind the principle of geographic representation, shall prepare and post at the principal office of the cooperative at least 60 days before the meeting a list of nominations for directors. But any 15 or more members acting together may make other nominations by petition not less than 45 days prior to the meeting, and the secretary shall post such nominations at the same place where the list of nominations made by the committee is posted. Let me say that again. 15 or more members acting together may make other nominations by petition not less than 45 days prior to the meeting. Okay? That's where this discussion comes in. So I figured that I ran three times. I'll run again. I'll run for the fourth time. Not that I plan on winning. It's just that I plan on running. So I sent in my petition, bona fide petition, with the that meets the requirements, and I get back this following email from the CEO. Now, I'm going to read what I sent to him first. Okay? I said, Mark, and I call him Mark. He calls me Mr. Finelli because he wants to keep his distance, I believe. Mark, I'm all excited about the 2019 annual meeting. I sent you a fax of those supporting me. One set is prior to the annual meeting, and one set is post-meeting. What I mean by that is I sent him two sets of petitions, one before the meeting, where the last meeting where I was not selected to be on the board, and one after the annual meeting. Okay? The annual meeting was in August. I sent you a fax of those supporting me, one set prior to the annual meeting, one set is post-meeting. Please confirm the receipt of the signatures and that they meet the 15-member requirement. I'm looking forward to running again for the fourth time. Since the nominating committee has so much difficulty finding candidates, I suspect that you'll want to forward my intentions to them. Would you like to come on air with me and discuss how this election system works? Thank you for your help, Vincent Finelli. I get back the following response from Mark Rocker. I will review Laclede Electric Cooperative's bylaws for intent to determine if this early submittal of petition signatures for next year's annual meeting meets the intent of the bylaws. I respond.
What does that even mean?
I'll tell you what that means in a second. What he's saying is, okay, what he's saying, and these are my words, not his. What he's saying is, I don't know what the board meant by the signatures must be in not less than 45 days prior to the meeting. I got mine in way before 45 days. And he's saying, well, you got them in early. He's saying you got them in early. And we'll see what the board intends. Now, the board has an enormous problem with me. They don't have a problem with any of the other people who are running for the board because they're selected, most of them, by the nominating committee that's selected by the board. So I'm not selected by the board. I'm like Donald Trump. I'm not part of the system. The last thing they want is me on the board. And they've told me. They've told me publicly at the meeting. They say, we don't want any disruption in the board. It's kind of working smoothly now. And what they're saying is, Vin Fanelli will disrupt the board. That's what they said. And they have a tape of this. They've got the audio and the video of the board member saying it. Anyway, so I sent Mark Rocker, the CEO, this email. Mark, fortunately, there is no mention of that. And it would be unfortunate if the board decides to make changes. I would challenge any changes the board made to existing bylaws that make it more difficult to run for the board. I'm sure that you agree. Thank you, Vincent Fanelli. Okay? And then I get a response from Mark Rocker. Mr. Fanelli calls me Mr. Fanelli. I will review the questions with the board at the next board meeting and reply to you. Thanks, Mark Rocker. Now, the word thanks...
Gosh, it looks as though they might want to change the Constitution.
That's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to figure out how they can change the bylaws. Now, so then I respond to him with the following. Mark, I've complied with the bylaws in which there is no mention of a no sooner than date for petitions. I expect my petition will be verified with the membership database promptly, and I am awaiting that verification. Your meeting with the board about my petition, challenging the board, is one of moving the goalposts. It is worthy of investigative journalism, for starters. I've already faced off on stage with your attorney. I'm looking forward to seeing him again. Although Director Mr. Randy Little said that he and I cannot work together, I think you and I can. Thank you, Vincent Fanelli. What I'm saying, class, is I believe they are changing the goalposts in their favor. That's what they're going to try to do, in my opinion. And it's an outrage.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee. They make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, I've studied accounting at the university. I have a couple degrees in finance and economics. So I spent time in class and, you know, I did the required work to learn about accounting. And I think that accountants are instrumental in the destruction of the American way. And here's just one other example. Okay, and it relates to Laclede Electric that is run by a CEO who is an accountant. He'll tell you he's an accountant. That means to me that he doesn't climb power poles. He doesn't wire transformers. He didn't do that stuff. He does numbers. Okay, so let's talk about auto parts stores. In our area, we buy a lot of auto parts, okay, because we're a farm and we fix a lot of vehicles. We buy brakes, brake discs, brake lines, transmission parts, spark plugs, gaskets, camshafts, valve lifters, starters, alternators, climate controls, electronics, oil, lubricants, you know, the list goes on and on and on. As a matter of fact, one time when we bought engine oil, we bought every gallon of D-Lo, D-E-L-O, and Delvac engine oil that one of these automotive chains had. Every gallon. It was about $1,100 worth of, you know, just 15W-40 diesel engine oil. So when we buy, we make it easy on them. We don't run them ragged, and we spend a lot of money on these things. So we would get discounts based on volume. Okay? We are mechanics. So we do. We run a farm. We do our own work. We have a lift, as you all know. And we expect that we're going to pay less for what we buy than a guy who buys one spark plug or eight spark plugs or four spark plugs. once in a while, okay, because we are regulars. Well, we have learned, and they've trained us this way, that they are no longer loyal to us. So one auto parts store fired the, well, they say he quit, the manager, who was good. He was an excellent guy. He knew auto parts. We've been there for years. And they got rid of him. They got rid of the assistant managers. And one day we went in, and they're all new faces. I said, wow, all new faces. So the new store manager came up to me, and she said, hi, I'm the store manager. I'm the new store manager. I said, oh. So I cut right to the chase. How long have you been in the auto parts business? She said, well, that's not why I'm here. I'm here because of my past experience as an accountant. I said, oh, man. I told her. I didn't think this was a good thing. Right to her face. In different words, but that's what I said. And since she's been a manager, they've been moving the goalposts. You know, they would come out and deliver. And then we would have vehicles lined up to work on. And they would have deliveries twice a day. And if you called before a certain time, you would meet the morning delivery or the afternoon delivery. And we would call and they would deliver. And all of a sudden, they stopped delivering. Cars are lined up. We're trying to work on them. Why? Well, we call and say, are you guys coming? Well, no, we're not coming. Why is that? Well, we don't have enough business to warrant coming out. So were you going to call us? Oh, we didn't call you? What I'm saying is that's what accountants do. That's the stuff that they do that damages the reputation. And then the customers say, I'll go find somebody else. So are we loyal to them anymore? Of course not. So what do? We go buy our parts wherever they're the least expensive for the best parts. Okay? We buy the best parts we can at the lowest cost to us. Are we loyal? No. Are we going to be loyal? No. Why not? Because they're not loyal to us. Sears, Roebuck and Company used to be satisfaction guaranteed your money back. And now you got to fight with them to get something exchanged. They're no longer the same company. Why? The accountants took over, in my opinion. The accountants have destroyed Sears. So I don't go to Sears. Why would I want to go to Sears? The only thing that Sears has is maybe they'll exchange a broken tool that had a lifetime guarantee when I bought it, 20, 30 years ago. And that's why I bought it, because it had a lifetime guarantee. But what Sears has done is they've stopped making a lot of those tools that they used to have. So you bring in a wrench that weighs, let's say, 7 ounces, and you say, I'd like to exchange this because it broke. And they say, oh, we don't have that model anymore. But we have one that weighs 4 ounces. That's the kind of stuff they do. That's Sears. And is Sears moving the goalposts any different from Laclede Electric Cooperative? It's doing everything in their power to prevent me from being a director? No. And how much time did they give me on stage to make my case? 2 minutes. Mark Rocker, you need to be fired along with your top management and the directors. All of you need to be fired. And I'm going to do everything I can to make it happen. And I'm going to send you a copy of this.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A monstrous Category 4 Hurricane Michael is close to making landfall in the Florida Panhandle. It's got winds of over 145 miles an hour. The FEMA director just held a briefing.
Right now, FEMA has nearly 3,000 people in the field. That doesn't include all of our federal partners that are there. We're doing everything that we can to pre-position not only incident management teams and disaster medical teams, but also rotary aircraft ready to go to support search and rescue missions. stations. We have search and rescue teams staged to be able to move into Florida and to the areas highly impacted in Florida, but also Georgia as well.
Again, that's FEMA Chief Brock Long. Florida Governor Rick Scott tweeting a short time ago, quote, "The time for evacuating along the coast has come and gone. The storm expected to also bring heavy rains to Georgia, Alabama, and the already waterlogged Carolinas." And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, am I angry? Of course I'm angry. I'm watching the free fall of the United States of America right in front of our eyes. I'm watching the manipulation. I'm watching the moving of the goalposts. I'm watching the changing of the rules. And I think it's time that we listen to Hillary Clinton. Yeah, I actually said that. Why? Because she said American democracy is in crisis. Our democratic institutions and traditions are under siege. Well, she's right. Our traditions are under siege. Our rules are under siege. Our educational institutions are under siege. And then she goes on to say, we need to do everything we can to fight back. Now, my understanding was that we had a representative republic, not a democracy. But What I'm saying is Hillary Clinton is right in that our traditions are under siege, and she says we need to do everything we can to fight back. Those are her words, not my words, her words. Gwyneth, I'd love to hear your comments before we get into permaculture. Do you have any comments about what I've said?
Okay, yeah. I would say that they're operating a racketeering scam. I would say that this is definitely antitrust behavior. That's it in a nutshell, and I think that if it ended up in the court as an antitrust case, I'm not a lawyer, but I've fought my share of self-represented lawsuits, and I would say this is definitely antitrust, racketeering, cartel behavior.
I'm thinking of a class action suit against the board of directors and the CEO and the top management. Because they're all in this together. They all are working in concert to the detriment, I believe, of the membership. Because I believe they can save money. I believe they can... You know, they've got these directors who get on stage and they say things like, well, you know, this is hard work. I'm learning a lot. I'm learning how to read financial statements. Really? If you don't know how to read a financial statement, you have no business being on the board of directors. And you have to learn a lot. You have no business being on the board of directors. A board of directors should be men and women who are knowledgeable in the area of the corporation that they are on the board of. USA Prepares. Do you think I'm going to go out on the street and find D's, Do's, and Dem guys to help me run the company? Are you kidding? Of course not. I'd want people smarter and more knowledgeable than I am.
Yeah.
Not less.
It's disgusting. And like I say, they're actually holding the community to hostage. Okay?
Absolutely.
Which is classical cartel behavior. They're saying, we are going to have a monopoly on this resource. And by the way, these are all words that you should definitely include in your brief. Antitrust, monopoly, cartel, racketeering. Okay? Because those are all words that describe their behavior. And they're all words that describe criminal activity on the part of the Liquid so-called board of directors. And they are not going to allow anybody else other than the members of their little club into the board. And they, I believe, are rigging the elections. Of course, proving it is going to be another matter. But are you kidding me? After 40 years, they don't know how to read a financial statement. What have they been doing sitting on the board for 40 years, some of them? I mean, what's the average length that the board members have been sitting on the board?
Well, some of them have been on the board for, 40 years, 18 years, you know, those kinds of numbers, big, big numbers.
And they don't know how to read a financial statement.
I'm not saying they don't. I'm saying that they talk about on stage that they are learning a lot and they're learning. It's a wonderful experience. They're learning how to do these things. And if I were the membership watching people say that, I'd say, you got to be kidding me. And so how much does it cost for these guys to learn? Well, about $250,000 a year to teach them, to shuttle them around, to pay for their three-quarters of their medical insurance, to pay for all of their dental insurance, to pay for, you know, these training sessions they go on, and to compensate them. That's what they get. So what I've done, as I've said, I'll do it for free. I don't need to be compensated. I'll do it for free, if the other guys do. And they were silent.
Their learning experience would cost $250,000 a year.
Yeah.
You know, if I'd been doing something for 18 years, I'd have it down pat. It would no longer be a learning experience.
Right. Yeah. Well, Gwyneth, so to follow in what Hillary Clinton advised, we need to do everything we can to fight back. Have you ever been on a road rally? That's where it's where a bunch of people get in cars, you know, usually two people per car. Typically, these were common in the 1970s. And there'd be two people in, let's say, a Morris's Garage car, which would be an MG, or a Triumph, or, you know, whatever car. It didn't matter. It could be a land yacht, for example. The size of the car had nothing to do with it. But you'd have a stopwatch, and you'd have a resettable trip odometer. And have you ever been in one of those? It's a time distance road rally.
My dad actually did have an MGY. Okay. It was an absolute beautiful car. There were only about nine of them of this make, model, and year in the world. And he had restored it completely, and it was just a prize-winning, absolutely beautiful car. We used to go on vintage car club rallies once or twice a month, and we had a lot of fun. And that was for many years. My dad was involved in the vintage car club because he was a master engineer, and including automotive engineer. And he used to, as a part of his work, he used to do automotive engineering work for a famous rally car driver by the name of Possum Bourne. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. I don't know if he raced in the Northern Hemisphere, but in the Southern Hemisphere, in the rally car circuit, this is probably about, you know, racing rally circuit. Possum Bourne is just positively famous, or was. He's deceased now. He died in a motor accident. But Dad was very good friends with him. And, you know, so we used to go on vintage car club rallies once or twice a month, and it was a lot of fun. And we'd have fun-type questions that we had to answer, like count the number of telephone poles between this intersection and the creek, you know, and you'd have to count them, and then, you know, you'd have a line of cars all lined up counting the telephone poles. Is that the sort of thing you're talking about?
Yes, it is. And let me give an example. So, class, a road rally is a time distance event. For example, let me give you some instructions. So, at the appointed time, like on a Saturday morning, all the cars arrive and they register, and they get a number affixed to their vehicle. Let's say first vehicle is number one. Second vehicle to register would be number two. And these numbers would be affixed to the side of the car in a specific location. Let's say the passenger side window. Okay, and it could be read from a distance of, you know, 100 feet easily. Okay, so every car gets one of these, and that identifies the car. And everyone is given a set of instructions as to how to participate in this rally and what they do. And it's time and distance. It's not a race, okay? If you arrive at the end point too early, there are points subtracted. If you get there too late, points subtracted. If you don't get there, you know, obviously you don't win. And the way it would go would be something like this. And the cars would leave at 1 minute intervals out of the parking lot. So let's say there's 200 cars. So at 1 minute intervals, they leave the parking lot. And the first direction might be something like this. Turn left out of the parking lot. Next direction. Maintain legal speed limit. Maintain legal speed. Next direction. Turn right at the first traffic light. Next direction. Continue 0.4 mile, then turn left. Next direction. Continue for 45 seconds at the legal speed limit. Next direction. At yellow sign, pull over and wait 30 seconds. Point of interest, that is the mayor's house, number 123 Easy Street. Honk the horn twice. Next direction. Continue straight for 1/2 mile. Pull over at 567 Easy Street. Point of interest. Beep the horn twice. point of interest. That White House is the house of the CEO of whatever corporation. Those, you know, that would be a road rally. Okay? Now, honk the horn twice. That's so that the spotters, the officials, can make sure that you have adhered to the instructions of the road rally. If you don't honk twice, you get points off. They watch you. They at the different checkpoints along the road or along the route to make sure that you follow the instructions. And
yeah.
And then you arrive at the destination.
I remember all of this.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm thinking,
and
you know,
it was very, very interesting.
Now, okay. So why am I talking about this? Well, Hillary Clinton said, quote, "We need to do everything," "We need to do everything we can to fight back." Well, here's how you can have a road rally and fight back. Okay? Why? Because if you have 200 cars stopping in front of the mayor's house, identifying, well, I guess you guys didn't know, but now that you've been in the rally, you know that that house on 123 Easy Street is the mayor's house. Honk twice.
And he'll have 200 people outside his door honking the horn.
Yeah. Yeah. On average,
that's
once,
idea.
Great idea. On the average, once every minute. Every minute for 200 minutes. We'll be right back.
That's a fantastic idea.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, generally speaking, mayors don't want you to know where they live. Okay? Neither do the CEOs of corporations. Neither do politicians. Now, is having one of these road rallies legal? Absolutely. Okay. Nowhere and did we say when you have a road rally, you pull into some guy's driveway, honk the horn twice, and then back out. No. Now, you have to stay on the road. Road rallies are on the road, not in private property. Okay. Except for maybe the parking lot where you start and end the road rally. But you have to have permission in order to do that. So, how do you find out where people live? Well, if you really want to find out where people live and you can't figure it out, you file to run for office, okay? And then you're entitled to the voters list with names and addresses for those registered voters for that particular party. So if you want to be in the, if you want to find out about Republicans, you file to run for an office as a Republican or a Democrat. Or if you really want to know, because you want to make sure you get everybody, what you do is you, on the list, what you do is you run and you have someone else run for the other party. So one of you runs for Republican, the other runs for Democrat. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Then you say you want the list. Now, you may have to pay for the list. They may charge you, you know, $15 for the list, and they'll print it out for you. There you go. Just wanted to share with you that. Gwyneth, any comments before we talk about permaculture?
Okay. I think that the idea of the motor rally is simply marvelous. Because, hey, you just, you know, you really, really like the mayor.
Absolutely.
And you just want to point out to everybody where he lives and get them to show their appreciation.
Yeah, maybe wave, maybe put your arm out, you know, as you're parked in front of his house for about 30 seconds.
But I think the horn twice is a marvelous idea. And
well, you have to do it.
That's how these rallies run.
Yeah.
Because they have, I think that they're called judges or scrutineers.
They are.
located around the course, just to make sure that people don't take shortcuts.
That's right.
And they have time points. And you're generally required to stop at a time point, often for a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And you often are required to do something like toot your horn or flash your lights or get up and walk around the car three times.
That's right.
I think that tooting the horn twice is a marvelous idea.
You do it to make sure that
depending
the officials.
On the instruction.
Yeah, you do it according to the rules and of the road rally or the instructions, and the idea is to make sure that you comply. Nothing in the road rally is designed to break the law. Nothing says accelerate at a fast pace. Nothing says burn out. Spin your tires, make smoke. None of that. It's when you participate in a road rally, you drive safely, you obey the rules of the road, and now sometimes if you're on a long stretch that may be half a mile or so, you may get someone in front of you that's going slowly. So it is the navigator's job in the passenger seat to account for the delay of the people in front of you. Like, oh, this guy's costing us 5 seconds, 6 seconds, 8 seconds. Then you have to make up for that. But you've got, a long time to make up for it. So you don't have to do it really quickly. But you do have to obey the traffic laws. And any violation of the traffic laws can get you disqualified. So no one is advocating breaking the law. And there are times, let's say you're in a 40-mile-per-hour speed limit area. And the instructions may say travel at 32 miles an hour. And the idea is that will give you time to make up for the lost time for traffic in a prior instruction. So it's really a cool thing to do. And class, I suggest that you consider having road rallies in your clubs, your garden club or whatever it may be, and find those points of interest in your neck of the woods. And I'll tell you what, that may go a long way in taking our country back, okay? And stopping this insanity. Yep. And it's a lot of fun. It really is.
It is.
It's an enormous amount of fun. So, Gwyneth, what are we going to talk about when we come back? We've got 10 seconds.
Permaculture.
Okay. Another way of fighting back.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs live.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.